protesters are continuing to demand that Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh make changes to the city's police department. It's been more than a month since protests against police brutality started across the region. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, stakeholders and protesters have a list of 9 demands called the People's Agenda that they want the city to accept.
A small group of protesters were outside Syracuse City Hall this week to put as much pressure on elected officials as possible.
By us being out here and us being more aggressive, I think that's a step up in the escalation department.
Hassan Bloodworth is the co-founder of Rebirth SYR, which grew out of the Last Chance for Change group, which spent 40 days protesting across the city. The People's Agenda calls for more action on redirecting funding away from the Syracuse Police Department and renegotiating the police union contract. Some of the demands, including the use of force policy, body cameras, and demilitarization of police, Mayor Walsh has either already addressed with an executive order of 16 reforms last month, or are still ongoing, like the call to remove school resource officers. A clip from a meeting earlier this month about the agenda, featuring Yusuf Abdul-Kadir with the NYCLU, talking to Walsh about how the vast majority of Syracuse police officers don't live in the city, went viral with millions of views online.
You're sending money out of Syracuse, and not just for 30 years, for the rest of their life, because their pensions, their health insurance, their family. So we are funding for other people's communities to have the promise of the American dream while we are denying it in our community.
Mered Bilyeu of Rebirth SYR says the clip of Abdul-Kadir put Syracuse in the spotlight, and Bilyeu's group is in this for the long haul. He says they want to start registering young black people to vote.
And we want to start building political power in our community, and we want to start building eventually a independent voting bloc that addresses issues in our community.
A spokesperson for the mayor says Walsh will share the timeline to address protesters' demands with the group's representatives on Thursday. Another rally is being planned at City Hall, also on Thursday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.